Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
And so I said, tell me, I'll do it. He said, God told me to call you. Remember, I made ask God to have somebody call me that day. And he said, he told me to tell you to get the book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity by Kenneth E. Hagin. And he said, I want you to get that book and read it and meditate on it over and over and over and over till you believe it. He said, now don't try to act on it till you believe it. Faith comes by hearing. He said, if you have to, read it out loud to yourself. He said, but you take that book. He said, now I'm fixing to go on a 2-week cruise. That's what he told me. He said, I'm going on a 2-week cruise. He said, you know what I'm going to take with me? He said, I'm going to take the book, the mini book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. I'm going to take my Bible. And he said, that's all I'm going to study while I'm gone. He said, because I need money, millions and millions of dollars. He said, I've proven the principles in that book to be true. He says, it's where Jesus Christ taught Kenneth E. Hagin, who is a prophet of God. The Bible says, believe his prophets and so shall ye prosper. He said, he taught him how to change his financial things, situation. He said, God, and this is Pastor Stan Moore. He said, God has done everything he's ever going to do about your finances, son. He said, you've been praying to the Lord now probably for weeks. I said, no, sir, months. I've been praying to the Lord. He said, has it changed? I said, yes, sir. It's got worse. He said, and he laughed at me. He said, yes, I've been right there. He said, because God has done everything he's ever going to do about changing your finances. He said, until you believe what the prophet of God said in the book and take those principles that Jesus said in this book. And of course, by the way, the principles, and we'll go over them again later, not now. We'll go over them again later. Is that you need to claim whatever it is that you want or need. Number two, command the devil to take his hands off of it. Loose it, let it go. Number three, say, go, ministry spirits, angels of God, and cause the money to come. And then number four, every time you think about it from then on, say, thank God that it's working. Thank God that it's working. Thank God that it's working. That's what you got to do. Notice this. It didn't say to pray to God the Father to do something about the needs. It says you do something. And that's what Pastor Stan Moore was telling me. You've got to do something. You've got to change your situation. It will do no good for me to pray to God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ about my finances. How do you know? Because that's the same thing that Jesus Christ told Kenneth E. Hagin. He told him in this book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity, he said, don't pray about finances to me anymore. That's what he told him. He said, that is the way you've been doing. And he showed him. That don't mean we call prayer claiming things and all. He showed him how he had to take his faith. He had to exercise his faith. He had to claim what he needed, and it would come to pass. So as he's telling me this story and things in the book, then he starts telling me personal stories. He said, you know, where we're at down here in North Miami Beach area, and of course I'd been there, Fort Lauderdale, North Miami Beach. And he said that, you know, we needed money. And he said, I remember we was renting just a little facility, a room in this, what they call it, business park. And he said, we started growing and we needed more. And so we was going to rent more. And he said, but the payment was going to be considerably high. You know, down in Florida, I think they sell the land by what, the quarter inch or something. But anyway, you can't get much for a dollar, I guarantee you. But anyway, he said, we started needing more. And he said, I found out, he said, that they would sell a certain portion of this whole park, a business park, for $1 million. And he said, we could use it. He said, we didn't need it all. He said, by the time we made these payments they were making, we could almost, you know, buy that. And he said, guess how much money I had towards the $1 million? I said, tell me. He said, not a dime. He said, ask me what I done to get the $1 million. I said, what did you do to get the $1 million? He said, I got the book because this is what God told me in prayer, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. He said, I lived in it. I meditated on it till I believed it every day. I read it and study it and read it and study it and read it and study it. He said, faith comes by hearing. And he said, I claimed $1 million. He said, when I claimed the $1 million and commanded the devil to take his hands off of it and said, go, ministry of spirits, and cause the money to come, he said, my knees were knocking. He said, I'd never believed God for anything. He said, it was way beyond anything that I'd ever dreamed that I'd believe God for. He said, but I set my faith. And he said, I believe God. And he said, over a period of time, he said, the money came in. And he said, we went and bought that building. And then they bought another building. And then he told me, he said, right now, he said, I'm in a situation that I'm going to buy another building in this business park, because it was pretty large. You got different buildings in there, you know. He said, I'm going to buy another building here. And this is back there in 2002. And I'm going to buy another building. He said, and we need $4 million. He said, do you know what I have done? I said, no. What did you do? He said, I've done the same thing that I've been doing ever since I claimed the first million. He said, I claimed it in the name of Jesus. I command the devil to take his hands off of it, loose it, let it go. And I said, go, ministry spirits, angels of God, and cause the money to come. He said, right now we've had over $2 million of the dollars come in and we're ready. He said, all we need is just a few dollars more here of this millions. And he said, I'm going to pay cash for these buildings. Well, by the time he got through talking to me, I was ready to conquer the world. My God, I'm ready to take on the World Bank. Here I am. Get out of my way, devil. Why? Because he taught me that believing God's word and believing what Jesus said to do in the principles of God's word. And of course, every principle that's in this little book of how God taught me about prosperity, we can find it in the word of God, not in just isolated texts here and there twisting the scriptures. But I'm telling you, it's there in the scriptures throughout the Bible, how God taught us about prosperity. Now, my situation and my prosperity began to change that day. In fact, at the end of our conversation, and of course I didn't ask him to do it, didn't know him to do it, he said this to me. He said, I need a physical address. I said, you do? I said, why you need a physical address? He said, because I'm going to overnight you a big check. I said, I can give you my physical address. There is no problem with that. We can do it. He said, yes. He said, God told me to help you. So guess what? FedEx truck came. I couldn't wait for him to come. I'm waiting on him the next day. I ain't going to lie to you because we needed some help. Whew! And that check that he sent gave me some breathing room for a little while. But it was just to kickstart me and jumpstart me, you know, to get me going in the right direction where I could breathe a little bit, to get my faith working in this area. And thank God it turned around. And I'm here to tell you, we're just growing in financial prosperity every day. I believe it. You believe it. But remember this, and this is what the point I'm making this morning in closing. It done me no good for months to pray to God about my finances. Why? Because he had done everything he was ever going to do about my prosperity. He wanted me to understand that I had to do something. I had to believe what he said in his word. And the moment I believed it and act upon it is the moment my circumstances begin to change. Now, I'll tell you this, just to make it clear, just so nobody misunderstands. That don't mean that every one of my financial needs were met in one day, because there wasn't. It took me time to get out of the mess I was in. It took me time to get things going in the right direction. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll just stay with the plan of God and do what God says, Brother Hagin used to say it this way, sooner or later, payday's going to come. Listen, you can't believe God and not receive from God. I said, you cannot believe God and not receive from God. If you believe him, it don't mean that payday's coming necessarily every week, necessarily every month, or sometimes not even every year. But sooner or later, payday's going to come. But it will never come. Payday will never come unless you practice the principles that God's word tells us to practice. And the principles, we will go on in this tomorrow, but and let you know some more about how God taught us about prosperity. But again, the title of our subject for these morning sessions has been When Prayer Won't Help You, or When Praying to God Will Not Change Your Situations. In my situation, I remember for months, I was praying about my finances. Nothing changed until I acted on what God had already done for me and released my faith like he told me to. Then and only then did my circumstances change. Remember, Jesus said in the book, How to Write Your Own Ticket with God, to Kenneth E. Hagin. He said, it would be a waste of the believer's time to pray for me to give them the victory. He said, they have to write their own ticket with God. and so do you, and so do I. Father, in the name of...
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.